Okay, so moving on to Toinah, what we did last week, we gave two brief, one Akdama, and then we went into one Inyan. The Akdama was, and you have to know that for this as well, is that there's three dargas in Toinah when you're overcharging. One is when you overcharge but less than a sixth. You have to figure out how to determine a sixth. But Akupanim, if when it's less than a sixth, it's considered mechila. And since it's considered mechila, you cannot get your money back. When it's more than a sixth, so then the sale is valid. The sale is kayim, but you can get back your money. Okay, and if it's less. If it's exactly a sixth, right. Then the sale is kayim and you get back your money. And if it's more than a sixth, then everyone has a schus to mevatel the mekach legamri. That's the law.
Either one.
And we discussed last week by less than a sixth is the pshat that is built in mechila, but it's really aser for the moicher or the lekech.
Whatever it is, it's
so no both ways. Yeah. When the lekech underpays for the item as well, there's but let's just keep it simple. So in the case of and we're going to go in the perspective of the buyer overpaying, just so it's easier for us to relate to. So in the case where the buyer is overpaying by less than a sixth, is the pshat that it's basically aynah. Just is built in mechila, but the moicher is not allowed to do it. Because the moicher is not allowed to overcharge at all by a pruta. Just if he
does, to give it back.
If he does, then it's built in mechila. But you know, in other words, he's still taking advantage of the lekech. Or do you say no? Or do you say that by less than a sixth, it's mutar legamri because that's considered the price? The derech mekach umemkar is that there's a certain fluctuation, and that's considered the price. So that was the suffix of the rush. The Tum brought down the suffix. Is it mutar? Is it aser? And the maskana of the Shulchan Aruch was that you should be machmer that it's aser, if it's a pruta. It's machmer that it's aser at all. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that that whole thing is only talking about if the lekech is probably aware of the basic price. If the lekech is not aware at all, it's for sure
it's awesome.
Okay. Now going on to the next topic, the next one that I wanted to get into was what happens if the lekech knowingly it pays more than the price. He knows that the price is X, and he's paying X plus,
right.
But he's willing to do it. He knows, and he has a reason why it's kedai for him. So when he knows, what's the halacha?
What's the benefit?
What?
What's the benefit for
him? Either he wants it.
He needs it right away, so it's worth it for him.
What is the benefit for him to do it and then claim it later?
Oh, in this case, we'll see. Yeah. But I'm saying in general, the shaila is in general. What's halacha if you know that's you're being overcharged? So, in this particular case, the guy was a Ibra Chacham. What was the case? The case was like this. Let's just read it inside. There's two cases that are the same yisoid.
Yeah.
But let's just do one of them for now. Hahu gavra and an alpha and alpha. Hahu gavra dava noket varshachi lizvuni. So he had these items of meshi, Rashi says some silk, clothing or whatever. Right. He had some personal item there, a lizvuni, to sell. Kari Shita, and his price that he was calling out to people was six. He wanted to sell that for six. Hishav Yochamshin was only worth five. Now, even though five to six is he's really charging by a fifth,
more, yeah.
But Chazal called it that's also a sixth, because it's a sixth of the money that you're giving. A dollar you're giving $6. One of those dollars is extra. So it could be considered that that's a sixth as well. There's one sheet that holds that's a sixth, and that's what we're going with here. Okay? So now, but he could be negotiated down to 5.5. Have a shock, he would have taken it. So also a potential buyer came in and he said to himself, if I pay 5.5, then I have nothing to do, I'm done.
Can't go back.
I'll give him $6, and then all of a sudden now I'm overcharged by six. Once I'm overcharged by six, I can get the money back. Since I can get the money back, so Mamela, it's kedai for me to overpay by a dollar to get the money back later. What? I'll get back the whole dollar. It sounds like it was a good cheshbon, but Rava caught him on a technicality.
Yeah.
Rava said, hold on, I'm a leila. The whole din of Aino is when you buy it from a salesman. But if you buy it from a personal person selling his wares, his own personal stuff.
Garage sale.
Right, or something like that. So then, ain't law, I love it. No, there's not
never
no, no. Anyway, right. Because you know good and well that he's overcharging because besides overcharging, I'm allowed to price tag.
Value.
I'm allowed to price tag my item for whatever I want. It's my personal thing, and I want to do it. So you call him on a technicality. But the point of this Gemara was to bring out a few things. But Kipshute, the point of the Gemara was to bring out that there's a difference between a sixth and less than a sixth, and this din of Tagar. And Baal Bais, it's the difference between a tongue and a Baal Bais. However, Derech Agav, you see a very interesting thing over here. What you see from here is that this guy knew good and well that the price was 5 and he paid 6. So very nice, his intention was to chop. He had a chop over here that he's going to go back later and get back the money. But he said you could do that.
Which means he wasn't Michael it, really.
Okay, but Lemaisa, he knew the price.
Yeah.
He knew the price, and he's willing to pay it. So therefore, from here, the question is, why is that, that's a kash on the Gemara. Why don't you say, since you know that you're being overcharged,
you can't go back.
And you're willingly doing it, you can't go back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because you're going in with the knowledge that it's not the price.
No, but he went in, he wasn't being, but he wasn't being mocha. He said, "I'm going to get the money back." And I'll take it to Beis Din.
No, I don't know the price usually. I think I'm being ripped off.
Yeah.
I do. No, exactly. I don't know exactly. So I was never moichel. Once I find that once, and say no, and I know that it's a no. I was never moichel the extra dollar.
Right.
What do you mean no?
Because 5.5 is less than a shtus.
In this case or in general?
No, 5.5.
Isn't less than a shtus?
Shtus.
It's a lop to shtus. A person's moichel.
Right.
I don't know what you mean. In this case or in a regular case? Okay, regular case. Up to a 6, you're not. When you find out that you overpaid, up to a 6, you're moichel. Less, more than a 6, you're not.
Right.
Not that you thought about it.
Okay, good.
Right here also.
What do you mean here also? No, I'm saying in general, though, if you know before you did it, the whole din is lo yada. You didn't know you're being ripped off, but if you know, and you're going in with that intention, so why do you b'chol have a schus? It's a b'feresh mechila.
Does the
Torah
tell off
if it says it up? No, it's beferish. It's beferish that I know. It's beferish that I know I'm being overpaid. There's no shaykhs to the
Gemara.
I know the Gemara in Bava Chia says that I know it's loyal to the Machel. You don't know. If you know, so then you're going in willingly. The guy puts up a big price. I am overcharging.
Extenuating circumstances.
So I know.
Right? And overpaid.
So
well, where's the mechila here? Even if he knew that he was going to get, he's going to go to Beis Din. There's no mechila. He said, "I'm going to pay him more."
We don't know that. Okay, that's his mind.
So he's saying, "Yeah, but you don't know." Right. You're right. You know that you're overpaying, but you're never willing to give up that money. So Lemaisa, the Shita Mekubetzes makes this point. So the Shita says like this: Ahu Gavra Davanoket Varshaki Pirish Margolios Kari Shita Maha Shamina Zakta Shita. From here, you see. The Afa Gav, the Yoda Hakoine, the Isa Bimana, Aina, even though the buyer knows that there's Aina over here, the Kanoi.
And he still bought it.
What? Right, and he bought it anyway. The Yeshla Min Hadin, Lachzar Al Hamoicher, Velito Mena Aina. Still, he points out this point, this idea that even though the Lekech knows that he's overpaying, he cannot give up his right to get back the money.
Correct.
And you can't say, well, listen, you knew about it and you're willing to pay anyway. Unless, it depends. If the Moicher Taka says, Beferish, it's worth 5 and I'm charging you an extra dollar, and you go in with that knowledge, then Taka does a Mechila. But short of that, even if Taka, you knew, it's not considered a mechila, and therefore you can get back your money. So therefore, this whole idea of, you know, well, listen, that's my price. I know I'm overcharging. Doesn't matter. Lemaisa, you still
actively opt in to being overcharged.
What?
He has to actively opt in for
a right. According to Shita, he has to actively say, I'm coming in with that. Afa PK. Right. Yeah. Now,
so it's not only that the mocher has to say that you're being overcharged. It's like he has to actively say it as well.
He doesn't say, he has
no,
to say.
No, as long as the Moicher says it, if the Moicher says it, then he's buying with that.
That's
with that.
He's still buying it. He buys it.
He's saying the Moicher has to say it.
Right, the Moicher has to say it.
Right.
Right.
Even if the Lekech knows, but it doesn't matter. He didn't give up.
We don't assume he knows it. He mainly has to say it.
But who has to say it? The Moicher or the Lekech, or both of them?
There has to be a conversation. Someone has to say it.
The Moicher.
Let's say the Lekech knows, but doesn't say it.
If what?
I say Lokech knows.
That's the case here. Lokech knew, but he didn't say anything.
No, but either one could say it, right? Either the Mokech could say, by the way, you should just know I'm overcharging you, or the Lokech could say, I know I'm being overcharged. Either way, that should work.
Okay, but here, no, the Lokech didn't say anything.
No, I know, I'm saying, but the Shita is saying, in order for it to not be or not, one of the two of them has to say it.
He doesn't say
if the Lokech says it, it's also case. Good, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
But to the Mokech.
Doesn't make, well,
we'll see.
It's going to be coming
in. In the sheet that I'm going to take.
That what? Yeah, I'm some of it was. I don't know if not that wouldn't help if we did less than that.
I'm just pulling down.
And Mocher said nothing, and then the said to his friend, I know it's worth 6 or 5 minutes, but what's this?
Then what? Then what would happen? He would not lose his schus, you're saying?
Yeah, according to the sheet, it would sound like he would not lose his schus.
If he studs, he said that by
yeah, he's not going in. He's not getting involved in that. He's not getting involved in that. I hear the suffix. I don't know. But the sheet is saying is that as long as the the only way to get out of it is the moich has to come in and say I know this mechila and I'm willing to do it anyway. Zokta fine. But that means that even if we know even if Lokech knows he's overcharging, he's overpaying, it doesn't make a difference. The it's not considered a mechila, and you're allowed to get back your money. Now we'll see. There's a big nafkamina. Isaac brought up a point, which is that in this case, what's the shaila? The guy clearly had a reason why he did it, because he clearly wasn't working. He did it just to get back his money, right? But the MS is that it makes a big enough community, what you're saying, because what happens in a case where I know that the price is more than a sixth? What if I know that it's more than a sixth? It's more than a sixth. Now, what are you going to say? Well, I'm paying it because I want to do what? I want to tie it in not and do what? I'm not on the game. Then the mecca is going to be bottle. Right. So I'm just going to give it back. What am I doing that for? There's no reason for me to do it if I know that it's more than a sixth. So therefore, if the svar is what you're saying, then this whole thing would only work if it's a sixth. If more than a sixth, and you know about it, then obviously you're Michael, because why are you doing it otherwise? But if you, right? But if you say that, no, it doesn't make a difference. We don't have to touch up why you did it, you didn't do it. Bottom line is, it doesn't make a difference. If you know, you didn't know, we don't consider it a mechila.
It's only stored now. What do you mean?
What?
Yeah, of course. I'm not about this stored. It's only stored now. It's more than a sixth. So.
Well, he could define market value. He's
in
the store in town.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no clear value there. I mean, but in general.
This guy's buying the soup. He's got to get the soup made for his client within a certain period of time.
He knows that he's... Okay, fine. I understand, but you're ripping him off. That's what I'm like.
I understand. You can say, so why is he doing anything more than six?
He's doing it real life. Exactly. So that's why. It's nothing to do. It doesn't necessarily mean dafka because you want to get it back. Because knowing it is not a mechila. That's the point. Now the Bach over here says, "What?
Because he needs the silk to make a suit for this.
I have a reason.
He doesn't have time to run around.
He wants to give it back next week.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Obviously, there's no reason.
More than a six doesn't get his money back.
Make up a new story.
Yeah, but he already made the suit. He already made the suit.
It's not our case.
I'm saying more than
he already made the suit.
No.
Okay, what would be the logic?
No, exactly. The logic is obviously. No, so either you say, well, that's what I'm saying, if, so there's no reason to do that.
He already made the suit, let's say.
There's no reason to do it. I'm saying that there's no reason to do it. Exactly, but I'm, what?
What if the commander does?
If the whole reason over here is because, if there's a mechila, there's no mechila because I want to get back my money, then in the case of more than a six, there would be mechila, right?
So maybe there is.
Okay, but, or do you say no? It's nothing to do with because I want to get back my money. Knowing, going in knowingly is still not a mechila. If you didn't speak it out, going in knowingly is still not a mechila, and therefore you can still get back your money. Now, the Bach holds like this. The Bach holds that it's pasha, that if you go in knowingly, then and you know that that's the price, of course it's mechila. You know that it's not the price. The whole idea of I know is you got tricked. You got tricked, but here you didn't get tricked. You know that the price is five, and you're willing to pay six, seven, whatever. So of course there's mechila there. Why shouldn't there be mechila? Zok the Bach, I the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly that there was no mechila. Right? So says the Bach, you made a maida. You're a mesiris maida. What was the maida? That you went over to Aden before, and you told the Aden before, look, I know the whole story here. I know that the price is five. And I'm giving him an extra dollar, but I'm not moichel that dollar. Okay, I'm not moichel that dollar. And
time constraint. Taking him suit made. I have to take it, but I'm just letting you guys know.
I'm collecting. And I'm planning to get back that dollar. And therefore, I made that moida in front of Adim, and that's why it works. But otherwise, if you know and you go in willingly, you're moichel. It's only in this case that you went to Adim. And what's his diak? His diak is because it says in the Gemara. Zaktabachet says, Hahu Gavra, Ve'omar, and he said, well, you have to say, should have just said, and he thought.
And to aid him.
Why'd he say it for? Sometimes Ve'omar means Ve'omar V'liboy.
Yeah.
But the Bachet from Dyke says he said it to people. Ve'omar, he said it to people. And he said this, like, this, and he told them. What?
This guy's sharp.
Well,
so he went to Aiden and he told them.
He's keeping his options open, man. He ain't going to get taken.
That also wouldn't apply to more than a six. Right, because why would you go to Aiden? Yeah. What are you telling them?
Right.
No, unless you told Aiden that, what are you telling them? That I want to be, if I see that, I don't need it. Right. If I see that, I don't need it. I'll be involved in that. Right now, I may need it. We'll see. My guy. Now, Zok the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim is an early Achron.
Yeah, you have to get the Achron back also.
And the Machan Ephraim brings down this Shiloh. What happens? Zok the Machan Ephraim. Hecha diyada halokeach sheyesh b'mekachoy na v'lokchoy adas l'tvoyoy na osa achakach. What's the halacha? So he says, Kepshuto, it works. Then he brings down the Bach, re'isi la'abach, that no, really, there is a built-in mechila. Really, if you know, and you're going in knowing that it was a problem, there is a built-in mechila. Zok the Bach, it's only because of Edom, because you told it to Edom. Otherwise, there's a built-in mechila, and you have no right to get back your money. So Frek, the Machan Ephraim, two very strong questions on this Bach. Two very geschmack questions. One of the questions is that the Gemara says that Lamaskana, the reason he couldn't get back his money is because he bought it from a balabayas. Now, what's the svara that when you buy something from a balabayas, not a store owner, you buy something from a balabayas, what's the svara that you can't get back your money, that you can't be tovei or no? Why not?
Well, Rashi says you do.
No, Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, basically, Rashi says it's because it's mechila. Because I know the price, and it's mechila. That's basically what the svar is, right? I know that this may not be the price, but I'm willing to do it anyway.
So the Baal bias is more than just the price of the product. There's an emotional.
No. We're not saying that he has a right necessarily to. We're not saying that that's top of the price. We're just saying that anyone buying from a Baal Bayis understands that the Baal Bayis may be overcharging and he's willing to buy it anyway. That's the svar. It's not because the Baal Bayis sentimental value attaches stuff. It's not worth more. But I know that he's probably going to charge more and I'm going in anyway. So therefore, Frek the Machan Ephraim on the Bach, a very partial question. If the whole svar of the buying from the Baal Bayis is because it's a built-in mechila. So very nice. Let's say I go to Edim. I tell them this Baal Bayis is overcharging me for his personal whatever, right? And he's planning on overcharging me for it, but I'm not falling for it. I know exactly the
moichel,
price,
right? and I'm not moichel,
but I'm going to buy it anyway from him and his garage
does
sale,
that work?
And then I'm going to come back tomorrow, get back my enough.
Right.
So that should work.
Should work.
Yeah. So therefore, what's the Gemara's whole teretz? That's the Machan Ephraim's kasha. If you went to Edom before and you told them that I'm not willing to be moichel, so even if you bought from El Baal Bayis, the mechila shouldn't work. That's one kasha. Then he asks another very good question. What's the whole svara that less than a sixth works? That less than a sixth, you can't get back your money.
That's
why can't you get
business,
back your money by less than a sixth?
It's part of doing business.
What?
Because it's part of doing business. If you say it's part of doing
that's
business.
One pshat. But the other pshat is that it's a built-in mechila.
Yeah.
Okay, Baal Bayis not, but what was this guy's whole logic? He said, I don't want to pay the 5.5, because if I pay the 5.5,
I can't get it back.
It's less than a sixth, right. I won't get it back, so I'll pay a sixth, and then I'll
get the whole thing back.
So, correct, the Machan Ephraim, but according to the Bach, pay the 5.5, go to Edom, say the extra half a dollar, which is less than a sixth, I'm not Michael, and I'll get it back. So why do you have to go up to $6 to tell the Edom? If he's telling Edom anyway,
he could have
removed the built-in mechila.
Yeah. He's tried to do it on the seller.
No, that's not reverse. No, that's like your case of putting on the surveillance camera signs. The guy's trying to rip you off, so you can rip him off back.
No,
what do you mean? You're not ripping him off. You're getting it for the price. And I'm going to get back the hat.
And the seller thinks that, it's less than a sixth, so he's going to be mocha.
Okay, so the seller thinks I can trick him as well, and I can make sure he won't trick me.
Right. Each one has his own.
Oh, so one second. So I think that the answer to the Machan Ephraim's kasha on the Bach depends on the first shiloh we started with. What's the pshat in less than a sixth? What's a pshat in less than a sixth?
Not the mechila.
We said last week, and I mentioned it in the beginning of this year, what's pshat in less than a sixth? Is less than a sixth built-in mechila, or that's the price. And we said the nafkaminis, is it mutter, is it also?
Right.
You can't get back your money, but is it mutter to charge more than a sixth or not? So that's the safek of the Rosh. You could say that it's a built-in mechila and it's also to do it, or it's that's the price, so it's mutter to do it. So right. The Bach understood that less than a sixth is the price.
Yeah.
So going to Aiden beforehand and saying, I'm not moichel,
doesn't help.
He's allowed to charge up to a sixth more. Right. But the Machna Fahim is understanding that less than a sixth is like a mechila.
And if he says he's not moichel, then for sure he can.
And if he says he's not moichel, then he can get back the money. Okay.
That.
But those are two
very. Like a penalty? Is it like a built-in penalty? Like you tried to rip me off, so now I'm getting to rip you off? Is that the?
It's not built in. You have to build it in if you want to do it. The guy could go to Aiden before. That's what the Bach is saying. You can go to Aiden before and say, listen, I'm about to go to an expensive store. They think they're ripping me off. I'm not falling for their tricks, and I'm going to get back my money. So then you weren't moichel. Okay, that's the Bach. Okay, so now there's a machlokes between the Machane Ephraim and the Bach. Who do we paskin like? Okay, if a guy knows that he's overcharging, he's overpaying, can he get back his money or not? Who do we paskin like? So let's look at Shulchan Aruch. It's in Reish Chav Zayin, Sif Zayin in the Ramah. So it's page, it's page Reish Chav in the Shulchan Aruch, which on the bottom, it's in page 242 of the printed Shulchan Aruch pages. In the other in the bigger packet. So it's in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chav Zayin, in the Ramah Sif Zayin, page Reish Chav on top. It says Reish Chav on it. Okay, so the Ramah says like this. Haya Yoidea, yeah, the Shaila is if the guy knows that he's overpaying. So Haya Yoidea Halokeach B'Shah Shalokhoi. If the Lokeach knows at the time that he's buying the item, Shinis Ane, that he knows that he's being tricked, B'Shah Sak, and he was quiet. And right away, before the, you know, whatever, they give you a grace period. So before the grace period passed,
3 day grace
period. He comes back and Taveh Aina Asai. We don't say that you were Michael based on your Yediyah. We don't say that, and you're allowed to get back your money. So the Ramah is paskening like the Machane Ephraim, not like the Bach, and he's paskening that you can get back your money even if you knew before. Okay, now the Sma over here deals with your question, which is what's the logic over here? Is the logic because, yeah, I mean, look at the case of the Gemara. The guy only paid a sixth because he wanted to get back his money. What would be if he paid more than a sixth? So and then they don't go with that logic, and they say bottom line is not called a mechila. Even if you knew about it, it's not called a mechila. Now there's a very interesting over here. There's a little bit of a back and forth. The Ketzos asks a few kashas on the Bach and the Nesivis, and they go back and forth. But there's the bottom line is that the Ketzos says first of all there's a halacha that if you go to Edim, okay, if you go to Edim and you say something. Okay, and then you go to someone else and you make a transaction based on what you told the Edim. It doesn't work unless you reference during your transaction the Edim.
You have to tell them.
You can't go to Edim and say, oh, by the way, I don't really mean anything I'm about to say, and then go and make a transaction. You're mevatel the moida they made to the Edim if you just make a transaction stop.
And you don't let the mocher know.
Yeah, you have to at least.
You have to make a disclosure.
So I don't know exactly, but he quotes Gemara. It's a little complicated, but maybe it's been on the mold by.
The Madar doesn't work.
Where by it? No.
You're going to make a transaction and say I made a Madar. Then the Madar's not going to work.
No, you're fine. Okay, fine. I'm doing it based on your Madar. Let's just get the sale over with. Whatever. So by a Mechir, could be by a Neder or whatever, there's a Mesiris Madar we make by Erev Roshana. None of my Nadarim, I'm not taking them seriously. But even there, the place can say, it really only works if at the B'Shas you made the Neder, you remember about Erev Roshana. You make a net, you say, Erev Hashanah is going to cover me. Like, you don't really remember what happened to Erev Hashanah, but you know, like, listen, bottom line is, you know, I have something in my back pocket from Erev Hashanah, so I'll make a net there. You know, something like that, you have to keep in mind the Moedah. So here also, you can't just go to the seller and make the whole transaction and then come back to him. By the way, before I told Aiden, you have to reference the Aiden. So therefore, the Tzoyis says that the Bach Svara is a very weak Svara. It can't be that the Pshat and the Gemara was based on the Aiden, number one. Number two, that's one kasha. But then the Ketzos in the end says a very geshmak a pshara in this whole thing. I think that the Pesach Tshuva brings it down, and I saw the Archa Shulchan brings down the Ketzos. So I think that we pass on like the Ketzos. What?
So, I don't know. Do we have the Ketzos?
No. In most Shulchan Aruch, the Ketzos is printed on the page, but in these fancy Shulchan Aruch, they printed it in the back, so it's not really on the page.
Make it worse.
So we'll just speak out the Ketzos. But Ketzos basically ends up saying like this. He says it really depends, the Machlokes Rabbeinu also makes references. It really depends what the Moicher thought, okay? It's like this. He says that there's two levels of overcharging. There's one level of overcharging, which is called B'chideish Adas Toya, which is, you're overcharging, clearly it's a lot more than, but somebody, a naive guy, could think that that's the price. Okay? Listen, it could be that that's the price. I don't know. But then there's this type of overcharging.
It's so
where
high up.
There's no sad in the world that that's the price. But I'm willing to hold out till I get my price. And no one thinks that that's really the price. But listen, maybe some crazy guy will come in and pay for it. Okay? So the Ketzai says like this. If you're charging the crazy price, okay? So what does that mean? It means that you don't really think that a buyer's going to come in and think that that's the price. You're not trying to fool the buyer. The buyer's going to know that you're overcharging clearly, and the buyer is doing it al das, that you know that I know that I'm overpaying, okay. Right? So the moicher knows that he's overpaying. The moicher's not even really saying that that's the price. It's ridiculous to charge $200 for a $50 item. No one even thinks that that's the price. Nor of us. Listen, for whatever reason, I'm holding out. You want to buy it, you can buy it, no problem.
Desperation.
Right? So now, desperation on both sides. So there, the Dr. Ketzais, since he's not really trying to trick him, he's basically saying, my price is $50 plus $150 of Aina. That's pretty much what he's saying. And the guy's coming in and saying, I'm willing to pay the $150 Aina. So that's Taka Mechila on both sides, and that's okay, because it's like you're Mefarish. It's like you spoke out explicitly. My price is more than the price. I'm ripping you off. So since the Moicher knows that the Lokeach knows that they're overcharging, and the Lokeach knows that the Moicher knows. Right? Everyone knows what's going on over here.
You don't have to verbalize.
So you don't have to verbalize the tonight. It's clear.
It's evident.
But if it's just you're overcharging a little bit and you're trying to get away with the fact, maybe this is the price, I want to sneak it in, that someone, a naive guy could think, that's the price. So now the moicher doesn't think that the lokeach knows he's being ripped off. So what's the lokeach doing? The lokeach thinks to himself,
God,
this is the price. And he knows he's being overcharged, but he's fuming at the guy. This guy's overcharging. If I can get back my money, I want to get back my money. He thinks that he's fooling me. That's the price, not a fair price, or whatever. But the moicher has no idea that the lokeach knows he's overcharging necessarily. Since the moicher doesn't know that the lokeach, the moicher is trying to sell it, he's selling it that the das of the lokeach should be, this is the price. Now the fact that the lokeach knows is not going to help the lokeach. So therefore he says that in such a case, it's not called a mechila. In such a case, it's not called a mechila, because the moicher is trying to fool the lokeach, and the lokeach is coming in, and, oh yeah, you think you're fooling me? I'm going to show you you're not fooling me, and I'm not really Michael. I have to do it because I'm stuck in the corner, but I'm not really Michael. And in that case, since the Michael is trying to fool the Lekech, and the Lekech is not being fooled, so then there's no Mechil. It's only but the Ketzai says, in a case where they both know that it's not fair, then Taka, it's not a problem. It's like as if you spoke it out. The Nesiva says, you would have to make a Tanai, you can't really just speak it out, but that's a Ketzai. I think the Halacha is like the Ketzai. So the summary would be, if it's such an extravagant, it's interesting because it's really, it ends up being that if you charge more,
you're better off.
Huh?
You're better off.
Where's Excelsior outside that it was such an extravagant?
He has other Gemaras, but he's saying, what? No, it's like you made it tonight. It's like you were, the whole time of the Bach was, you have to be Mefarish. You have to tell. So he said, that's like you're Mefarish. Everyone knows really that's not my price.
And you're willing to do it.
Because the gas station on 6 is fine because it's so overpriced.
Right, that's what he says. Other Abba.
What?
I don't think
let the buyer beware. If he doesn't know, it's his tough luck, but it's pretty evident.
You know that, and you know that he's doing that on purpose.
The point is, it's overpriced, so there's no way the buyer.
Fine, go ahead.
That's what we